thrown into the game. We're obviously hoping to play a complete game, and I thought we did that today, you know, offensively, defensively, and special teams. And, you know, you look forward to playing one of those type games. And there's a lot of team effort out there today. Not many mistakes. And the mistakes we made early we overcame, but I was proud of the team and the way they fought today. And hopefully we can get ready for Houston in a short week and get ready for them. I think so, probably from a stat standpoint. I don't think he's had four TDs and no interceptions this year. You know, he made some big plays against a defense that's been very consistent all year, and you got to make some big plays against that team because they've done a great job stopping the run. They've been very consistent over the years as they have been this year, and to have as many big plays as we did and at the same time be able to run the football as well, you know, really a credit to, you know, a team effort. Well, you know, when you move the ball like that as consistently as we did, there's a lot of things that obviously, you know, led to, you know, points. But we made some third downs. We made some big plays in first and second down. Third downs obviously wasn't our key, but we made some big plays when they were supporting the run. And you do that, then you got a chance to put some points on the scoreboard. But, well, I didn't think Travis was ready, and Selvin is in excellent football shape. And, you know, Travis, anytime a running back's away for 4 weeks, you know, it's hard, especially when you have a knee, to stay in football shape. And we weren't planning on playing Travis that much last week, and I didn't want to overdo it. But I was wanting him to play somewhere in the area, 10 to 20 plays, and kind of get back in the swing of things. I just didn't feel like he's able to go full speed. And Friday he practiced and took a lot of reps, but you could see that the reps weren't full speed. And if you can't play full speed, it's really hard to have a great game. And with Stokely banged up, not playing in that second half or very few plays in the second half, you know, I thought we needed some healthy receivers because Stokely going in, we worked him out before the game. That was a game time decision. If he wasn't feeling good enough, we were going to keep him out as well. So. You know, we were banged up a little bit there at the wide receiver spot. Stokely gutted it out, played when he was quite sore, and hopefully he'll heal up and he'll be ready to go against Houston.
Talk about your playoff chances, the game prior to San Diego game. Were you aware of the outcome of that game, and how did you address it with the players?
In fact, I didn't even know until after our game that San Diego had won. It looked like when I left, it was they had 80 yards to go just to tie it up. So. I was obviously not real pleased with the outcome. The players had to tell me. I really don't know. We don't shut him down for the season. When he's healthy and he's ready to go, then he'll go. But if you can't practice full speed, it's hard to play in a game. He's 6'5". He's 230-something pounds. He's got quickness. He's tough. He's knocked out two defensive ends in the running game, so you know he's got some toughness. And he's got a lot of confidence, and it'll keep on growing. Well, you know, we've had this before. It's obviously a challenge of both teams. And you've got about a day and a half preparation time. And we're taking off Wednesday afternoon and heading to Houston. So it's the same for both teams. Obviously, a little tougher on us because we have to travel. But with the situation that we have nowadays, everything so you can get to use in a couple hours, it's not that tough.
Does it help that you know Gary so well?
What's that?
Does it help that you know Gary
so well? Does it help that I know him? No. No, it doesn't help. No. It hurts. Well, you know, I think everybody knows how I feel about Gary. And you know, I think he's done a great job with the, you know, with the program thus far. Had a big one today in Tampa Bay. They kind of dominated the game, beating an excellent football team, 28-14. And you can see they got a lot of fight, a lot of character. They've had a lot of guys go down, yet they keep on finding ways to compete and beat a football game, as they just mentioned, beat a very good football team with a lot of injuries. So he's doing a heck of a job coaching, and it'll be a great challenge to us. Oh, yeah, well, I mean, you understand the game. This is, you know, you always like to play well against people that you know and people that you respect, because you don't get a chance to probably play him for another 3 years. And so I think it's, you know, it's a special game, you know, for us, obviously, because we need to win. But, you know, I got a lot of respect for him and what he's done, what he's accomplished, who he is. And so it's always, even though it's tough, you always want to find a way to beat guys that you know. And to be honest with you, with my son being there, I would take it for a long time. You know, I would take abuse for a long time, for a number of years. So I don't want that to happen as well. Like the, Jennifer's been a big-time fan, and she is our lucky charm today. And I appreciate you coming and being part of our team. And she is in the locker room, and for the first time, she's been at our summer camps and our practices. And Jennifer, great to have you part of our organization today, and thank you for being our lucky charm. Okay.